Hello, and welcome to a SearchDataManagement.com podcast on data warehousing performance. This is Craig Stedman, the executive editor of SearchDataManagement.com, and I'll be talking today with William McKnight, president of McKnight Consulting Group, about data warehouse performance killers and what you can do to avoid them. William works as a strategist, lead enterprise information architect, and program manager for clients worldwide in areas including data warehousing, business intelligence, information management, and master data management. Thanks for joining us today, William.
Thanks, Craig. Good to be here.
All right. What are some of the big things that can bog down data warehousing performance?
Well, the answer really comes from a lot of different places. It's a big question, but you said big things, so some of the bigger things that I see out there is a lack of good data modeling, which actually does facilitate good performance depending upon the workload that you're running against that data. You need to have the data well modeled for that. Also, architecture tiering, I'll put it, like, because if we try to have one database, one instance of the data, oftentimes we're trying to get it to do too much, because in a data warehouse, we need intake, we need distribution, and we need data access. And sometimes we have to separate those functions in different databases and oftentimes in different physical platforms. So that's very important to keep in mind that, you know, just piling everything into one instance sometimes doesn't work, because we, especially as we get into bigger and bigger volumes of data that we're pushing in and bigger usages of that data. But finally, I would say that we can address all these issues very tactically, but sometimes a strategic change of platform could be just what the doctor ordered to improve the performance of the overall data warehouse environment. And that might mean introducing something like Hadoop for some of that data you've been pushing into the data warehouse DBMS that maybe isn't appropriate for it. It might mean something like master data management, that where you pull some of that kind of functionality off into the operational environment where it's more utilized anyway. And also it could mean addressing the I/O performance issue, which is the issue that many of us have in the data warehouse. We can do that through columnar databases, through SSD, or through even compression techniques. So there are different things there, but those are some of the main things.
Okay. And does the growing focus on big data, I'm speaking of Hadoop, does the growing focus on big data ratchet up the potential for performance problems in organizations that are looking to incorporate unstructured data and Hadoop systems into their data warehouse environments?
Well, since you called it a data warehouse environment, I'm going to assume that you mean that the Hadoop system is part of that, and that's okay. So I'll go along with that kind of as a definition. When we talk about unstructured data, if we've been trying to, again, push that into the data warehouse, we've struggled. We've struggled by only bringing in summary data, not being able to access the full detailed data. We've also struggled by, you know, really underserving our user community, which is largely stepping up beyond the abilities of information management teams to deliver the right information to them. And so unstructured data is, you know, it's a big minefield of a lot of information that we could be bringing to bear. And Hadoop, I would suggest, is a way forward for that. So the expectation is that Hadoop will come into these environments for its appropriate workload. And so does that ratchet up performance issues? Certainly it does, because the expectations around Hadoop could be what the expectations have been in our 20-year-old mature data warehouse environment, which is real-time performance, which is online analytical access, interactive access, and so on. And Hadoop's more batch-oriented, not really geared to some of the things that we've been doing in our data warehouse environments. But still, it's where it is. It's a vessel that's going to improve. It's the vessel for that unstructured data. So as long as we set the expectations appropriately, we actually move the ball forward quite a bit by introducing Hadoop into the system.
And is avoiding performance issues a matter of throwing money at your data warehouse? The more you spend, the fewer problems you'll have?
Throw more money at it, right? Well, there's a point of diminishing returns, that's for sure. But I like to say it's the more smart money you spend up to a point that does reduce problems. But I really don't like the word spend because it focuses only on one side of the equation. I mean, environments out there that are trying to reduce the tools, I guess that's a fair, you know, if a reduced platforms, that's fair on the face of it, but it's really not the way forward for information management because there's so many different platforms that do different things that you really have to invest in it. And it's all for the good. This is an investment for investment's sake. This is an investment to return returns to the bottom line of the business. It should be approached that way. None of this is investment for investment's sake, return on data or something like that. It's return on investment. And these systems do produce that if done well. So it's the more smart money you spend. And let's try not to get into all these end-of-life scenarios for, you know, what we're using to the exclusion, you know, for these systems, to the exclusion of getting return on investment out of our information management environments. That's really where everybody needs to be.
All right. And in addition to those recommendations, what steps should IT and data warehouse managers take to avoid performance problems?
Well, hopefully you platformed correctly up front, and that's not always the case. And so, you know, it really takes a unique assessment at that point to determine, you know, is this platform really scaling? Is it really going to scale, or are you going to keep having to climb up that mountain on a recurring basis? Is that really where you want to spend your money? So I would say specifically to that, move your unstructured data and semi-structured data out of the data warehouse. If you even have it there, move it into Hadoop. Now, this doesn't address performance problems, but you should be bringing that data to bear. It might introduce some performance problems, but again, performance problems are a problem, but the big picture is return on investment of, you know, using information technology. Let's move some of our analytical queries, not all, but some selective analytical queries, or actually I should say, of course, the data that underlies those queries into columnar structures that really facilitate those types of queries. Let's move real-time or, you know, semi-real-time, trying to bring our master data together. Let's get that functionality out of the data warehouse. Let's remove that concurrency challenge from the data warehouse. That belongs in the operational environment anyway. And also, let's put data virtualization in to handle queries so that we not only have quick query response times, but we're actually able to get our queries up and running and in production in an agile fashion. And furthermore, and this doesn't improve performance problems, but it does take some problems off the table that allows us to focus more on performance problems, and that is a cloud strategy. And I know that I've just put an awful lot on the table of some enterprises to do all these things, but it's a, you know, stepwise, continually moving forward type of progression that really eliminates, or not eliminates, but gets you closer and closer to the lack of data warehouse performance problems.
And if performance does become an issue, does the solution usually involve adding more technology to better handle the warehousing workload, whether that's adding processors to an existing data warehouse system or adding some of these new technologies that you talked about, columnar databases?
Well, Hadoop, you know, what most shops do is they have budget limitations, and I'm totally down with that. I mean, everywhere I go, there's budget limitations to some degree or another. Of course, that's all normal. But it seems like a lot of shops will do the kind of lowest common denominator thing to try to take us up, you know, one inch of performance when there are bigger things out there. Maybe they will add a processor. But what about SSD? You know, that is something that can extend the life of a data warehouse that's sitting on an OLTP database for quite a few years. What about some of these other systems that I've talked about? That is more or less what folks should do to improve performance problems, is to really look at the bigger picture while they're looking at the smaller picture. And too often we're just looking at the smaller picture. We're not considering that it's really all holistically about delivering return on investment through information.
All right. Well, we'll end it with that for today. Thanks for your insight and advice on this topic, William.
Thanks, Craig.
And thanks to you for listening in. To learn more about McKnight Consulting Group, you can go to www.mcknightcg.com. And for more tips, advice, and analysis on data warehousing and other data management topics, please visit searchdatamanagement.com. This is Craig Stedman, signing off.
Thank you.